proclamation number 6391 dated the November 4th, 1955. Spiritual information without material gain. The gifts of grace imparted to you only serve to help the soul in you attain perfection. It is spiritual information which has no economic earthly effect whatsoever, since all striving towards ascent would be invalid were this spiritual knowledge received or passed on for the sake of earthly advantage. Someone will only be a true servant to me if he, devoid of all material desires, commits himself to pass it on to his fellow human beings. For pure spirituality may not be combined with earthly desires because this signifies a demeaning of the spirit. Redemptive work shall be carried out with love, a loving heart shall receive spiritual knowledge and a loving will to help shall pass it on, only then will it have an effect on people. Any material connection with spiritual knowledge will have a negative effect, for something that comes from above is not compatible with material ambition, because it materializes the former. But remember that I know what you humans are lacking and that I will truly not let anyone live in want who selflessly works for me. And thus I will also always helpfully intervene if material help is needed in order to convey spiritual thoughts to fellow human beings. Yet this should not be your but only ever my concern. Therefore you will be able to work unimpeded as long as it is your will to only be of service to me and to redemption work. Then you will always take the right paths, you will always embark upon the right kind of work. Then you can safely rely on your thoughts which will be guided according to your diligence to work. I can only make use of unselfish people who renounce worldly things where it concerns receiving my word from above and distributing it. Every material thought in connection with it endangers this work, but absolute trust in my help supports it and also ensures you a carefree earthly existence. Because I myself can offer this to you as a result of your complete trust. You should know that your will to love is an extremely powerful factor which removes all obstacles. You should know that your spiritual work can achieve something which even the greatest of material treasures is unable to do. And this is why fearful considerations regarding your earthly support should not weaken this will to love on which so incredibly much depends in a spiritual respect. After all, this short earthly life is insignificant compared to the being's dreadful agonies which you can bring to an end. You would gladly and joyfully make sacrifices were you able to see the state of these beings and their pleading gestures for help. You would even endure the poorest life on earth and only ever want to be supportive and helpful. And you can help them with your love and thereby give me pleasure, for which I will truly reward you. For only love is the means of release. Love for me imparts light and strength to you, and love for the unredeemed spiritual being passes light and strength on and also draws countless souls up from the abyss. You perform conscious redemptive work which will therefore never remain unsuccessful. This certainty should make you happy and impel you to work ever more eagerly. You should let go of all earthly worries and never expect earthly success as a result of your spiritual work. Whatever you need I will give you. But the fact that I convey unlimited spiritual knowledge to you shall also be your evidence that you are in need of it. Because you should work with it again for the benefit of those who departed into the kingdom of the beyond in an unredeemed state. Make use of what you own and don't worry about what you are missing, for everything you need for body and soul is given to you by me. Amen.